This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The relief for investors is that Bear Stearns is yesterday's news. Huge losses acknowledged, failure confirmed, a buyout arranged, and possibly, with any luck, a nightmare eventually forgotten. The worry for investors is that they don't know which Wall Street firm might be making unpleasant headlines today. Some wonder if other investment firms might be in trouble. And just in the last day, the stock of Lehman Brothers lost 19% of its value. NPR's Chris Arnold explains why some of the most famous names on Wall Street suddenly seem vulnerable.
The thing that's amazing and scary to people in the industry is how fast the wheels came off the train at Bear Stearns. In just a few days, its stock falls more than 95%, and the company's basically finished, bought up by a competitor for next to nothing.
People are talking about today just how quickly it unraveled in a blink of an eye, practically. You know, how skittish the system was.
Gerald Rosenfeld is deputy chairman of the investment banking firm Rothschild North America. He says first you have to understand how heavily leveraged many financial firms are these days. That means basically they borrow sometimes 20 to 30 times their actual assets and invest that money all over the place.
Leverage is, some would say, the fuel. Others would say the crack cocaine, pick your metaphor, of the financial markets.
And that leverage is based on other companies' willingness to lend money. A firm like Bear Stearns is constantly borrowing money to stay liquid. But over the past week, a panic basically spread that Bear Stearns had placed such bad bets involving subprime loans that it might go bust.
All traders and market participants do all day long is talk to one another on the phone and pass around information, right? I mean, one person says to another, gee, you know, Bear Stearns could really be in trouble. And then the third person says, you know, Bear Stearns could be in worse trouble. And it's kind of a classic telephone game.
Late last week, those people stopped loaning Bear Stearns the money it needs to operate.
Nobody wants to be the last fool in the boat.
And now rumors are circulating about Lehman Brothers. Its stock fell sharply yesterday despite assurances from its CEO that the company was not having cash flow problems.
The market's telling you that they're nervous about Lehman Brothers. Whether that nervousness will become its own self-fulfilling prophecy, you know, who knows, right? I mean, because again, this is all in the realm of self-fulfilling prophecy and market panic.
That's why the Fed is taking action. It doesn't want to see a series of panic-driven meltdowns of investment banks. So the Fed is now saying if nobody else will loan them money, the government will step in and do it.
I think the radical step of lending directly to investment banks will help.
Nariman Baravesh is chief economist at Global Insight. He says the Fed is right to be moving in to stop the panic from getting out of hand. He says if other investment banks started toppling like dominoes, that would be bad.
The scenario is that really puts the financial markets into a tailspin like we haven't seen yet. I mean, in a much, much worse kind of situation. And that would for sure guarantee the deep recession.
That's in part because Wall Street is the spigot for money that companies around the country need to borrow on good terms to buy equipment, hire employees, or avoid firing them, basically to keep the economy going. Martin Bailey is an economist with the Brookings Institution.
It's mostly a sort of contagion effect that when Wall Street kind of gets nervous, then it becomes much harder for everybody to borrow money, even if you weren't directly involved with a Bear Stearns or an investment bank.
Some economists think the Fed needs to do even more. They say with the nation's economy hanging in the balance, the government needs to start actually buying up mortgages, a move similar to its intervention in the savings and loan scandal in the 1980s. They say that would end this pattern of bad news spooking the credit markets and also help stem the tide of foreclosures at the center of this ongoing crisis. Chris Arnold, NPR News.